I forgot. You think this kid is smarter than God. I'm not worried that you don't accept my evaluation. The better you know him, the more you'll realize that I'm right. You'll even come to believe those test scores. What will it take to get you to help me with this? Asked Graf. Try telling me the truth about what this information will mean to Bean. He's got his primary teacher worried. He disappeared for 21 minutes on the way back from lunch. We have a witness who talked to him on a deck where he had no business, and that still doesn't account for that last 17 minutes of his absence. He doesn't play with his desk. You think setting up false identities and writing phony diary entries isn't playing? There's a diagnostic, therapeutic game that all the children play. He hasn't even signed on yet. He'll know that the game is psychological, and he won't play it until he knows what it will cost him. Did you teach him that attitude of default hostility? No, I learned it from him. Tell me straight. Based on this diary entry, it looks as though he plans to set up his own crew here, as if this were the street. We need to know about this Ashiel, so we'll know what he actually has in mind. He plans no such thing, said Sister Carlotta. You say it so forcefully, but without giving me a single reason to trust your conclusion. You called me, remember? That's not enough, Sister Carlotta. Your opinions on this boy are suspect.
He would never emulate Ashiel. He would never write his true plans where you could find them. He does not build crews. He joins them and uses them and moves on without a backward glance.
So investigating this Ashiel won't give us a clue about Bean's future behavior?
Bean prides himself on not holding grudges. He thinks they're counterproductive. But at some level, I believe he wrote about Ashiel specifically because you would read what he wrote and would want to know more about Ashiel. And if you investigated him, you would discover a very bad thing that Ashiel did.
To Bean?
To a friend of his.
So he is capable of having friendships.
The girl who saved his life here on the street.
And what's her name?
Poke. But don't bother looking for her. She's dead.
Graf thought about that a moment. Is that the bad thing Ashiel did?
Bean has reason to believe so, though I don't think it would be evidence enough to convict in court. And, as I said, all these things may be unconscious. I don't think Bean would knowingly try to get even with Ashiel, or anybody else for that matter, but he might hope you'd do it for him.
You're still holding back, but I have no choice but to trust your judgment, do I?
I promise you that Ashiel is a dead end.
And if you think of a reason why it might not be so dead after all?
I want your program to succeed, Colonel Graf, even more than I want Bean to succeed. My priorities are not skewed by the fact that I do care about the child. I really have told you everything now. But I hope you'll help me also.
Information isn't traded in the IF, Sister Carlotta. It flows from those who have it to those who need it.
Let me tell you what I want, and you decide if I need it.
Well,
I want to know of any illegal or top-secret projects involving the alteration of the human genome in the past 10 years.
Graf looked off into the distance. It's too soon for you to be off on a new project, isn't it? So this is the same old project. This is about Bean.
He came from somewhere.
You mean his mind came from somewhere?
I mean the whole package. I think you're going to end up relying on this boy, betting all our lives on him, and I think you need to know what's going on in his genes. It's a poor second to knowing what's happening in his mind, but that, I suspect, will always be out of reach for you.
You sent him up here, and then you tell me something like this. Don't you realize that you have just guaranteed that I will never let him move to the top of our selection pool?
You say that now, when you've only had him for a day, said Sister Carlotta. He'll grow on you.
He damn well better not shrink, or he'd get sucked away by the air system.
Tut, tut, Colonel Graff.
Sorry, sister, he answered.
Give me a high enough clearance, and I'll do the search myself.
No, he said. But I'll get summaries sent to you.
She knew that they would give her only as much information as they thought she should have. But when he tried to fob her off with useless drivel, she'd deal with that problem, too. Just as she would try to get to a shield before the IF found him. Get him away from the streets and into a school, under another name. Because if the IF found him, in all likelihood they would test him, or find her scores on him. If they tested him, they would fix his foot and bring him up to battle school. And she had promised Bean that he would never have to face a shield again.